This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal. As America and Challenger coasting along nearby each other, passed behind the moon on Revolution number 12. Some 47 minutes until they come back around again on the 13th lunar revolution. Behind the moon this time, the command service module piloted by Ron Evans will do the CSM circularization maneuver, which will place the spacecraft back up into a almost circular lunar orbit, measuring 69.7 by 54.5. Those are the targeted measurements of the orbit. Ignition time, again, which will be behind the moon and out of contact, is a ground elapse time of 1:11:57:28. The lunar module DOI, or descent orbit insertion burn number 2, also will be behind the moon before we reacquire the spacecraft. That is scheduled for 112 hours, 2 minutes, 40 seconds. It's a fairly small burn of 7.6 feet per second, which will lower the Paracynthian of Challenger down to 6.5 miles, nautical miles, with Apocynthian staying at 61.5 nautical miles. During the next front side pass comes the moment of truth with power descent and touchdown at Taurus Littrow landing site as Challenger lights off the big descent engine at 112 hours, 49 minutes, 52 seconds ground elapsed time. The ignition countdown clock in the control center is counting down to PDI. Some 59 minutes, 17, 16 seconds until ignition, with landing shortly under 12 minutes later, depending on the amount of hover time available. The broadcast line will be brought up again just prior to acquisition of signal as America and Challenger come around on the front side again on Revolution 13. And at 111 hours, 51 minutes, this is Apollo Control.